Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, you know, I'm going to bring Jerry in here today for a number of reasons. Number one, he's fascinating. Number two, y'all love him. Number three, we have fucking nobody this week. Nada. We tried. A couple people backed out. I had a couple of things going on. Totally my fault, 100%. But the question I get asked all the time, Ben would probably agree, people want to know who's going to host the show. Who's going to be the third guy in with me and Jerry, right?
Absolutely. We're all wondering who's going to be that guy.
Yes.
We all want to be that guy.
Yes.
And we all don't want to be that guy at the same exact time.
Correct. So we've tried a bunch of people. Some have worked. Some haven't. Jerry and I talk about it all the time, every day, text or on the phone or whatever. But I wanted to sit down with him. We were going to sit down in the office after the show, have a discussion about it. I figured, fuck it. Let's just go on the podcast. We'll talk about it. You guys can listen to it. Tweet at me or Jerry if you have some suggestions, at Kirkman, at Jerry Callahan, if you have any ideas, any third people. Hell, if you want to come in, we're willing to take anybody at this point. It's a totally open process. Jerry Callahan and I sit down and talk about who is going to fill the John Dennis seat. I don't know how I booked this guy on the Enough About Me podcast. This is not going to be, just so you know, all you listeners out there, this is not going to be what we call a deep dive. We'll do this with this man at some point. It's going to be kind of a quick update on what's going on with Jerry Callahan.
I thought you were going to pretend you had Bruce Alfred Springsteen.
It's Bruce Frederick
Springsteen. Or maybe Stevie, little Stevie.
That would have been great.
Your producer failed miserably in an effort to hook you up with one of the E Street banders.
Yes.
E Streeters. No
luck.
You can
get like Vinny Lopez.
No luck.
How about a roadie?
You know what you should have tried to get? Go to that gym in Jersey and find one of his bimbos.
There's no reason to be an asshole.
Find one of his harem.
This is not going to be this kind of thing today. All I want to do is get a quick update. It's been now a couple of weeks. Listeners of this podcast know I have a show. Most people, some don't. I have a radio show as well on WEI, Kirk and Callahan. A lot of podcast listeners are just fans of Enough About Me, Jerry. I know you are.
Some know about Breaking Balls, the show podcast that you did many times.
It's on a hiatus right now.
I did. We had another guy involved. He's gone now, so we were rethinking the podcast.
Going to retool the title?
Retooling maybe the title. And my idea for the Breaking Balls podcast was to recap the last couple of weeks.
Oh, my idea for Enough About Me today, since we're starving for guests and it's Thursday and we've, through no fault of Ben or mine, just some bad luck, is we've been struggling for a guest today. It's weird. Some people don't want to do the podcast with me.
So
you're
just going to come out and say you couldn't get anyone else, so you asked me? I thought it was... Top of the list. Well, I thought you were waiting for the right time.
We had you for a while. We're not doing the full Jerry Callahan podcast. It's not going to happen. We're going to do that later.
You're not going to ask me, like, where'd you grow up?
Tell me about writing for Lowell Sun. Who's your editor? Good guy?
Yeah. Hold on. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Let's take our time.
I don't like when you do that with guests. I like when they get ahead of
when
themselves.
When I did it with Tangway, I had to. He's fucking all over the place. I was talking to Tangway during that podcast, and he would say things, and I'd say, so we're in like 1991? He's like, no, we're in 2006 at this point. So I tried to keep up. But
he,
I want to.
He remembers too much. I don't like people who remember every detail.
Well, so self-fucking-absorbed. I mean, it's not a surprise. But since you mentioned Tangway, we're a couple of weeks in. I would like to get your idea. We talk about it all the time off the air, and I know people love this shit. Listeners are obsessed with this. Every time I go out, now last night at the Springsteen show, if I'm talking to somebody on the phone or if I'm at a restaurant, people always want to know now, A, are you going to add somebody? And who is it going to be? You probably get asked as many times as I do.
Yes. B, who the hell knows? The thing that I want to get across to people is it's legit.
It is totally legit.
There's been some radio stunts at this station, some better than others. I think the Numi thing was the fix was in,
Mikey.
Mikey didn't actually barricade himself in the studio.
When Buckley came out on the air.
As you know, you can't lock the studio door from the inside.
That'd be hard to do.
So that never happened, but it was a funny thing that Mikey did, and he got the job, so it worked. And there's been little stunts, right, like Buckley, who's married with five kids, pretends he's gay.
Just a total hound. Leave ladies alone.
But it worked. It got him, on the air a lot more.
Some sports reporters on shit, yeah.
Yeah, and these things work. People actually think Dino quit, too.
Back next Friday. Looking forward to it.
But we didn't have a replacement lined up. We had some people we liked and some people we wanted to talk to and see how they were on the air.
Okay.
So we said, can we do this? And management said no. And we said, we're going to do it anyway. and we started the auditions. Mm-hmm. We called it the Dino Casting Couch, right. Which is an actual thing.
Oh, it sure is.
We should have a producer tweet out a picture of the casting couch.
I don't think that's technologically. I don't think that can happen yet.
We have a big black leather couch in the office. We call it the Dino Casting Couch. And now, if you've seen any pornography, you know it's a very popular genre.
Yes.
They audition. What do they call that when they audition? The interview.
All right, some girl comes in, you know, or whatever. And she's, oh, you know, I'm new to town. I really want this job. And the guy's like, well, how bad do you want this job?
I really need to see your breasts. And she'll they said, now, can I see this? And then he'll.
Right.
Anyway,
there's a fellatio scene we need to simulate it here.
We never reached that point yet, but we have placed different people on the Dino casting couch.
So where are we at?
And legitimately,
I remain
felt them out.
Right. I remain is if somebody asks me today when I walk out of here, which will happen today, someone will say, "Where are you at with it?" I'm going to say, "We still don't know yet." Is that
is absolutely legit. We're not lying. We don't know yet. We've tried people. We haven't picked anyone. We've ruled a few out.
We've ruled a few out. Who have we ruled out? Ruled a few out.
Some who didn't really think they were, you know, legit.
Well, like Chris Mannix, I don't think really wants
Chris
the job.
Chris Mannix just wanted
national...
to do it, which I understand.
Right.
It sounds like fun when you do it right. If you do talk radio right, it sounds like fun. And people have been calling, and they want to try. And every day after the show, the boss, the interim boss, the sort of boss, Joey, says,
hard to think of him as our
have
boss.
You heard of the animal from Philadelphia?
And we nod there and we say, he
wants to try. How about the bull from Chicago?
Goes, and we nod
he
and
wants,
say, it's
you
a
know,
good
should
idea.
We fly him in? And we say, no, no. Or they say, do you want to give, just give me mutt. You want to try mutt? Sure. So we try mutt.
Right.
We've tried Tangway, of course.
Yep. Mannix.
That was awful.
Arcane.
Mannix.
Pete.
Dave Portnoy, which was fun.
Shepard.
Pete Shepard.
Who did very well. Mike Giardi, who I thought did very well.
Mike Giardi.
Kurt Schilling's been here.
Schilling.
We had Lucy Burge and Tevin from Bristol.
Thursday we said, let's try some listeners or some friends of the show. And we brought in Albert from Rhode Island, who is generally considered the biggest asshole among
callers. He did not disappoint.
He did not disappoint.
Right.
The listeners hated him. They attacked him. He fought. He was good.
He was very good.
Kevin from Bristol. He's generally our funniest caller.
Right. He sucked.
And he's still our funniest caller. As a guest, he gets a little nervous.
Dog shit, yeah.
And then Lucy Burge, who last time we heard her, you know, Dino was chasing her out of the building.
True.
And so we wanted to get her back. Right. And she did a little man on the street thing at Springsteen. Didn't go great, but.
She was not great today.
She was fun. And tomorrow we have
this is posting this afternoon. So we have a surprise guest
surprise
tomorrow.
Guest.
We will, for future podcasts, we'll let people know who that is. But if
2 weeks in, still have no idea.
But man, we've done a shitload of guests. Now that we run down, it's been a lot. Here's what I would say. Here's the people I like, who I think could do the show every day if we had to have them do it. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Every single day, Shepard could do it.
Sure. Shepard's got the energy.
The Shepard that we heard the other day could do it. Mutt could do it.
Sure, absolutely.
Gary could do it.
Yeah. Every day, 5 straight days.
Okay. And I'm intrigued, maybe more than you, by Giardi.
More than me? I was trying to get him in here, and you kept saying he's going to suck.
I didn't say that.
Yes,
like
you
Giardi.
Did. You said he's going
to
suck.
I was worried he didn't want
you said
to do
he's
it.
Sporty McKenzie.
Well, those guys worry me. The question is, could he? But what I didn't realize
kind of snarky on Twitter.
What I didn't realize is if you put him on with us, it'll be better. That's a credit to us.
Yes.
And I was intrigued by Giardi. I'd like to try that again. Those guys, I think, are... Would you say that's it?
If we were having, like, rotation, you know, guys every...
Right.
Then we would try Portnoy again, because he's
fun. I eliminated him. He's a millionaire. He's not going to do it.
Right. But he said he'd do it every once in a while. So if we were going to rotate guys, we'd have him...
Well, do you like the idea that I kind of kicked it off a few weeks ago? Was it if there's nobody that we really like every day, or if the guy we think we like best... We don't want him every day. You get that guy a couple of days a week.
Yes.
And you mix in the other guys. And it's the
Kurt
and Callahan
show.
It
worked
for
the Big Show for about 15 years. And I say this all the time. The reason the Big Show worked. Problem we have here is we have new guys blowing from out of town.
Right.
Like our last boss.
Right.
You know, KG. I never heard the show. And I said, you have to go back and listen to the Big Show. Because what it did was had fresh perspectives every day. Some of them were just stupid. You know.
Sure. And Bill Bird.
But every day... You'd have a different guy. And one of the problems with talk radio in general is
stale.
You have the same guys talking about the same subjects every day.
Right. We're going to talk Brady Garoppolo again tomorrow.
Yes, and some people can do it better than others. We're obviously the best there is.
But, ever. Right.
What you get when you have the rotating host or guest host is a different perspective. Now, maybe it's predictable and people know that, you know, Tanguay will say something stupid.
Sure.
Or Pete will go off half.
But here's the thing, though. To your point, if Tanguay says something stupid on Monday, you might not hear him again until next Tuesday.
Right.
You know, but I mean, same with, you know, if you really like Giardi on Tuesday, you might hear him again on Friday. If you do it, let's just say the week is Tanguay, Giardi, Shepard, Mutt, whoever, then a wild card, a Portnoy or whatever. That's, to me, is kind of interesting.
Yeah, and someday you could have like a female, or you could have a guy who's a really good football guy. Like, yeah. Giardi's a really good football guy. Then you could have a good, you know, Mannix is a really good basketball guy. We don't have a lot of basketball talk these days, but we do have Red Sox and Patriots. We have Ortiz and Brady, Belichick and Farrell talk.
But what happens is you're seeing it right now. Our boss talked to us, Joey talked to us. I'm not calling my boss.
Yeah, whoever trouble with that, don't you?
Well, it's not true. Talked to us after the show and said, hey, this guy now wants to come on. This guy now wants to come on. I'm not surprised to hear that.
I just once said that. Thing,
you did?
Yes, I just said that.
I'm on fucking 90 minutes sleep. when this starts spinning, you said it. You said a couple weeks ago. When this thing starts spinning and starts going, that's exactly what's going to happen.
And now, we're actually flying some guys in, which is amazing.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I'll believe when I see it. True,
what's the one that crashed in the swamp?
People's
the one in Florida.
Yeah, People's
Value Jet.
No, People Jet or Jet.
I thought it was Value Jet. No,
it had people.
They're back now. The whoever title. That is, so they've signed a deal with the EI.
No, but
so somebody's flying in from say California to here. What would their itinerary be?
Their itinerary.
What would the flight be?
How many stops? Yeah. That would be the cheapest flight ever. But you know what? That will show me something. If you want to fly in from California,
he or she wants to do it.
We know there's at least one guy flying from L.A. There's another guy flying in from Houston next week.
Yep.
And, you know, they might suck, but
I like that, though.
It'll be fresh, different. It won't be the same old thing where we sit here and, you know, even we admit that sometimes it gets redundant. Sometimes it gets stale.
Well, you don't get
want to avoid that.
Well, the problem is that if you get stuck with somebody who you're not crazy about, then you're in this fucking thing again where it's just going to drive you crazy.
Yes.
And who needs it? You know?
What fucking thing?
No, just if there's a host you don't like or you're tired of or whatever, which can happen with three people. It's sort
true.
Of inevitable.
It happens. It happens with every show.
Every show.
Some people, you know, they end up hating each other and they just live with it, like Mike and the Mad Dog, although they broke up.
Yeah.
Or you live with it like, you know, Dale and Eddie and did for years.
Right.
But eventually there's a breaking point. Mm-hmm. And eventually, you know, somebody bails and it happens. It'll probably happen again.
Oh, happen with us, I'm sure. No question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already getting soured on Tanguay already.
I know you are, and that's real. This is not, I can, because during the breaks, when I talk to you on the phone.
Let's be honest. What are the things you have to do a morning show 5 days a week? Energy, mm-hmm. right? You have to have drive.
Passion, sure.
Passion. He's got none of those things.
You got to pay attention.
You got to pay attention.
On top of things.
Everything. Read everything.
Okay, so about 0 for 6
watch
so
everything.
Far. Okay.
And then you say dumb stuff, you know, like he does.
But that's a check mark in the positive, too, though.
In some ways.
But self-deprecation?
He's got self-deprecation.
Thick skin?
He's got thick skin. He's got a great voice.
Unafraid?
Unafraid to the point where it's almost stupid.
Unnerving. Yeah.
Yes.
It's almost like.
But I don't know that, like right now, you're working on 2 hours sleep.
I came in today. I brought it.
Right now,
yeah.
We're looking at baseball playoffs coming up.
It'll be a lot of nights, Patriot night games.
And then very late nights, and you're here, you know, you're getting 3 hours sleep.
Nope.
You think Tanguay can do that?
Yeah, he'll just fucking mail it in. But yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm afraid of.
I'm afraid of it, too.
I mean, I think he's funny, and I
like
him.
Let me ask you a question. Do you, the idea of Tanguay 2 days a week be good to you?
Not in a row.
No. A Tuesday and a Friday.
It's like there's no jobs in this town unless, you know, you want to work 40 hours a week.
How about a rotating guy who comes in on a Tuesday and a Friday?
The only reason I don't want to do that is because you're going to take all the credit if that works.
I will split the credit
idea.
With you. Well, to be fair, the fat fucking asshole I'm looking at right now with the hard nipples did it and did it really well.
For 15 years.
Yeah, I'm not taking credit for it. My thing is everybody just sits around always. I like the idea of changing things. I've talked about this a million times. I should have got to it today on the friggin' radio, but I fucked up. I'm
part
sick.
Thornton was ripping on the manager when he walked in the room.
Yeah, I wish we'd fucking had that. The traditional play-by-play guy to me in baseball drives me up a wall. Everything's changing. Things are faster.
You're not making fun of my man Neverett, are you?
Absolutely not. No. But there needs to be a change in that. Everything else is changing. If you put on the radio or you put on television and you listen to a watch a network sitcom or you watch a cable show or you watch a music thing or you watch a movie, it's all way different than it was 40 years ago. You put on a baseball play-by-play broadcast and just listen to the content. Don't look at the production of it and say, what year is that from? If you told me it was 1971, I'd believe you.
Right.
It's time to change that. There is sort of a traditional way to do a radio show, and I wonder now if people who like change now want things fast, if they might want to hear a different voice every single day.
We changed the genre. Now it's three-man booths, and now it is...
Right, thanks to me.
You know, confrontation, right. Not conversation.
True.
And now, here's what we do. We like to do. We think we do it in the morning. We think they do it in the midday, afternoon, not as much. Is you keep everybody honest. I'm going to jump on your ass if you say something stupid, ignorant, wrong.
Sure.
You know, silly.
Right.
You know.
I try to do the same thing.
Do the same thing. We can hear them doing it now. With Ordway and Maloney and Fourier, we wish they would do it more in the afternoon.
Well, they're certainly capable of it.
They're absolutely capable
Dale
of it.
Dale more than anybody, I think.
Dale, smart as they come. He's as sarcastic if he wants to be.
No question.
And so, you know, Thornton's a comedian. You don't think he could handle a heckler?
And Hawley's not a
dummy. Hawley's not, absolutely. They should be banging heads because that's what works, I think, and that's what I like. Maybe they don't. But you know what? You know what we have for a stumbling block? You know why the Big Show in its original form worked? Because I was part of it. They paid.
That's
you got guys like me who didn't have a lot of money, and they paid. You wanted to do it. So if they called, said, I got you in for Tuesday, Thursday, you said, you bet.
But the other thing is, you're right. And the other thing is, if you're a sports writer like you or these other guys, whomever, their days are different. They're not. You say you want to come in at 2 o'clock and
right.
do a show. Great. I'm up at 10 o'clock anyway. I'm a sports writer.
Right.
You want to come in at you know, roll in here at 5:25.
But you can because it doesn't conflict with anything.
Except, oh, I understand
except,
that.
Or except Tangway always has this excuse, like I have to get my kid
babysit
on the bus or something,
no,
some
bullshit.
Shit like that.
But my point is, it's an easy no, though.
But you, if you pay them, they'll be lined up at the
they'll
door.
Do
they're sports
had,
writers.
We've had no
TV guys. And,
no, nobody's saying no to
yes,
that.
Yes, Giardi said no like 3 times. We were ready to cross him off the list.
That's true, but it wasn't because of it wasn't because of sleep. I don't think.
I know, and we had some out of town guys. We've run into some roadblocks. We tried to get Mad Dog on.
That's different. That's
serious.
That's
set
different.
A problem.
That's
we tried to get
that was botched.
Some people
Lang,
from across the street.
Yes, which we're still. I would say we're not done with that yet.
But we can't put them on the air. We've interviewed them.
Right. We've had people who are on the air right now across the street who are on the air as we speak, who are on the air tonight, who are on the air during the day, who have said, we want to work with you guys.
Yes.
That's accurate, right?
And that's absolutely accurate. And they say, you know, I can't be part of the audition because,
right.
you know, like they can't hear me on the air. So they want to get interviewed. We have to do it on the. On the sly here, we have to sneak around and interview them, but which will be hard to tell whether we can do a show with them just by sitting and talking and having lunch.
It's almost impossible, isn't it?
Yes, it's almost impossible.
Although you would never talk to me.
Huh?
You'd never talk to me before we went in the air together. Like, we had never done a show together.
Yeah, but we didn't take you seriously. We just threw you in there
right.
and said, and they were looking for something different. They were looking for total Sporty McKenzie, ESPN guy.
They got it.
That's, that's... The guy, when you got hired.
But isn't that what you thought you were getting with me? Would you not even? Because we talked on the phone. That's the first time we ever talked is when you pitched it to me.
I don't remember.
You begged me to do it.
I don't.
As I recall. No,
All I know is our hands were tied. It was not a good time at this place. That's when we worked for a guy that screamed at us because we mentioned the president's
right.
name.
But it wasn't.
We weren't allowed to do news. We weren't allowed to do politics. We weren't allowed to do very little, any movie, TV,
but
none
it wasn't
of that.
It wasn't Kevin Winter's fault.
They want no Kevin. They want well. That's the guy.
That's who he was.
Kevin Winter was hired because they wanted a couple reasons. They wanted to solidify the relationship with ESPN, and our boss at the time would get invited to like Bristol or get invited to New York City to dinners and you know receptions and luncheons.
Yeah,
and he had a boner. I mean, he got to go down there and meet like Steve Levy.
I mean, come on,
you know.
Right. Barry Melrose.
Barry Melrose. And he thought he was part of the ESPN family, and he thought hiring an ESPN guy was the way to do it.
But I remember, I mean, I did a few of them. I sucked in Meter's booth. I'm the first one to tell you that. But I remember when they hired Winter, who I think does a good job of what he does.
He does.
But I was like, this is fucking like Sofia Coppola in Godfather 3. This is miscast. This is not going to work. It's not his fault.
But
I mean,
they wanted that. This is what they, this,
oh, I know,
place
no. I know that.
Some,
I know
some
that.
Some guys still want that here.
Oh, absolutely
you
they
know,
do.
They still want this. No
Jerry, if we went in today and said, we want, we both of us really like this guy named Kevin Winter. We want him to host a show. They'd probably say yes.
Say yes.
Nothing.
Say,
again,
ooh, got no, a good
that's
voice.
Not Kevin's fault at all.
He's got
but
a
it's
good
not.
Voice.
It's not what we're looking to do. He, what he does really well.
Right. They would absolutely like that because it's just less trouble.
Yeah. There's no emails and phone calls.
Right, if you don't do politics, if you don't do religion, which is why you get in trouble.
No, that's it. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons.
Right.
That's one of the reasons. There's certain people that will hate you forever for what you say about religion. There's certain people will hate me forever. Because of what I say about Hillary Clinton or Obama. There'll be no, this. That's black and white. They hate you. That's why your people won't ever do that. They won't ever go there because they don't want to be hated. They don't want to be harassed. They don't want the phone calls, the emails. And if you don't get those phone calls and emails, you know what the boss says when he walks by in the hallway? Keep it up. Good job.
When did you know I was going to be good on the show? Cut the shit.
I don't know. What, do you think there was a day?
No, did you know, like, a month in where you're like, this guy sucks,
probably,
too?
No, probably when you started fighting with me or fighting with Dino.
Because I was the first couple of weeks.
What was the first? Why? Do you not have a date in mind?
No, but I always say, when I realized, because I never worked with you.
We probably had a big fight.
We did, and I was like, oh, this is good. This is, he doesn't, I was worried because I had worked with people in the past where if you did that, you know, you go to the commercials and they're actually mad at you.
Yes.
And when I realized.
Dino and I had a few of those.
Sure,
we've. Blowouts.
But we've never had, and we've fought. Fucking a million times in 3 years. We've never had that.
No, I don't.
And we've gone dirty on each other. You more than me. And we've gone. But when I realized that not only do you not mind it, you actually want me to do that.
It works.
Well, I know that, but there are still people who know that works and still are bitchy about
right.
it.
We just talked about, you know, a guy like Dale could do it as well as anyone. He could fight with people
better
all
than
day
anybody
because he's, you know, he's smart. He's well read, but he doesn't want to do it.
Right.
Which I don't get because, A, it works. I think it helps. I mean, I think I make a really good living because I've been doing this for a while, and I think you're doing okay.
Not bad.
And B, it's what I like to listen to when I'm listening to the radio.
I agree.
I don't want to listen to just happy talk. I like the debates. We were just in the office listening to Lou Maloney.
We're all laughing.
Go crazy.
Well, I would say this.
It was great radio.
Friday afternoon, last Friday, Ordway Portnoy, if I turned around and looked in the producer's room was stuffed
right,
with people.
With
there
people.
Were, it felt like the old days. There were 15 people in there.
That was a great fight. And those are the things you remember. I'm sure I had a good fight with you. I don't really remember.
Yeah.
Or with Dino. You could have gone at him.
Yeah, although I was always, from the start, Dino was like a different planet. You know, he operated in his own orbit.
We didn't always get along.
No?
After,
really?
I mean, after the fights, you know.
Yeah.
Some fights we had and we were fine and would get along afterwards.
Right.
And some other fights, he'd storm out. Or we wouldn't talk at all.
See, with John and I, we'd have fights, and we always got along fine.
Yeah, yeah,
it was never
tell.
An issue. It was never
but
an issue.
He did understand. John did understand that that was good radio, that those debates.
He did. Oh, yeah, we definitely did.
I mean, you see it. The text line, the phone lines light up.
When John wanted.
People, like
when
you said, come in the studio, start looking, watching. Is this
when
real?
When John wanted to fight, and he was fully invested,
he was vicious.
He was fucking as good as anybody.
You know, when we used to do it all the time, every day we'd fight about something, and there'd be cheap shots in there. And.
But here's my question. So we can do that. We do that. This idea, this thought from some of management that we don't need the third person to be that person because they, you and I can do it. But my point is, if you bring the third guy and he's a drip, it takes the fucking energy out of the room. We won't fight anymore.
That's true.
You need somebody who's not afraid to fight. Tangway is not really a natural fighter.
No, he's not. He's not a good fighter.
Do we have anybody? Have you worked with any? You know, Shepard.
Shepard is a fighter. He's crazy, but it's got to be total Sporty McKenzie.
Right. He doesn't like. He said the other day he had some weird. Remember about the politics?
Yeah. He says he hates all politicians.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
I don't think he cares.
I mean,
about
Christian
it.
Arcan.
Just doesn't care
I don't
about
know.
It.
I mean, you know.
So far we haven't found that. Unless you want Albert from Rhode Island.
I do. Giardi seems like he might be
Giardi
a snarky
might be
fuck,
to.
Maybe, underneath
yeah.
it all. Which you
yes.
never you never know. You got to dig and find it.
And if you do it and do it well, you make a great living, you have a good time, you have some laughs, and you walk out of there knowing, you know, people are listening. People
but
are,
what the, but they can they also live with this is the other test you always talk about, and you articulate it pretty well, which you and I deal with a lot, is can this guy, if he's going to be a troublemaker, or girl, a fucking woman's the best one, we'll hire in a second, can she leave the station one day and get in her car or his car and drive home and have that pit in their stomach and thinking, oh boy, I might have fucking
stepped in. No, it's part of it.
You know?
The pit is there and you say, did I say something? You know, did I cross that line? And to our boss's credit now, we don't always get along with the boss, the little boss or the big boss, but they have not.
And Kevin, too.
Yeah, been up and meddling. Used to be, you'd get that call and be like, I got to talk to you. And be like, oh, shit.
Right.
And the last boss we had before this boss, Jeff Brown, the one that, you know, just totally cut our balls off.
Right.
Every day you wondered, am I going to get called in? Am I going to get the email saying, you know, or send you a copy of an email that someone sent him?
Right.
About, you know, how dare they say this about whatever, Ted Kennedy, or about Jesus Christ in your...
Yeah, that happened.
And, you know, how am I supposed to explain this? And my answer will always be, don't. Just fucking ignore it.
Right.
I mean, what do you think Howard Stern's boss does when he gets those emails? Or, you know, for that matter, whatever, you know, Mike and the Mad Dog. Or,
whoever it is, yeah.
You step over the line, the boss is there, unless it's genuinely, you know, a real problem.
But here's the
problem.
It's
just some, old lady in Lynn who didn't like what you said about the Pope.
Right.
You know, you said Pope Frankie is gay, which...
He's dabbled, is what I said.
Dabbled.
That's who hasn't?
Of course the boss is going to get some old lady to send a letter or an email and saying, I'm disgusted, I'm offended. What are you going to do
about
it?
Isn't the problem when said boss...
Boss has to stand strong.
Well, here's the problem. Isn't it when said boss comes from, whatever, Atlanta or Tacoma or Topeka, and they come here... And they haven't dealt with that because they do a lot of like an ESPN programming, or they have, you know, Pat and Mike in the morning giving out, you know, movie tickets at the pizzeria on a fucking Thursday. They don't get a lot of those emails. It is different here.
No, the boss has to have your back. And if they're going to choose this kind of show, and they have, thankfully, they're going to have your back. If they want Mike and Mike, they'll get no emails, no complaints, and no ratings.
Right.
It's a choice you got to make.
Yeah.
We had a boss who wanted the Mike and Mike thing with the lower ratings because he didn't want to be bothered. He didn't, you know, he thought it'd be easier to just, you know, go, you know, keep our heads down and do that rather than, you know, kicking ass in the ratings. It was frustrating, and I figured, you know, we'd do it until our contracts were up, and then boom, then.
Jerry, I came in February 2013. He was still here, and I walked into what was a dying ship, and, like, the attitude was.
Totally demoralized.
The attitude was, you know, good luck here. I hope you do well, but understand that you're walking into a show that's done.
Right.
We got lucky that he left.
We did.
No, I take credit for whatever.
Well, he failed. He didn't just leave, he failed.
Well, the company spoke.
Right.
The company
didn't speak.
The employee spoke.
The public
spoke.
Well,
the public, but we had that thing. Remember, we all filled out the...
That's right. But
But 2 days later, he was gone.
But if the ratings
were
up and the revenue were up, but he was wrong. He failed. He's a fool. He thought that you could... You know, make money and survive in this business by being creating no waves.
I remember talking to him once. He called me in because he was mad at me for something.
Eating on the air. Right?
No, that was one time. The other time is you and John weren't here. It was a summer show. I did it. He called me in afterward and he said, "You always have to think of it like you're doing. Pardon the interruption. Every segment, you should have six or seven things you're going to hit on. You know, they have that board on pardon."
Yes.
And I sat there thinking, "Holy fuck! If we're totally
screwed."
Well,
I always tell you the problem is we have is when people don't know what we do. And if you have a boss comes in and says, and we have this big fight about whatever, a screaming match about, you know, you name some silly thing. And he says, "Don't you know the Red Sox won
first
last
place?
Night?
Celtics are talking trade.
Yeah, Celtics don't. Are you excited about
like
the Celtics
draft? Like we
never do it." And you go, "That's not what we do. Is it's all about the confrontation, the conversation, the relationship, you know, the debate, and hopefully, you know, the laughs. It's not about last night's game."
No. I mean, it can be sometimes if it's the most important, if it's the most exciting thing, the most interesting thing. Like tonight, if Farrell fucks up and does something really dumb, we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Of course. But we used to have this philosophy. We used to have a consultant, great guy named Bruce. And he'd come up and he'd play tapes and coach us up. And not him.
No.
There's an old story about the shark and the alligator.
The
show, I think it was in D.C.
Yeah, they had the argument.
And they did an argument, and it lasted, and they took calls, and it was like 3 hours on who would win a fight, a shark or an alligator.
Right.
The point is, the content, the topic is almost irrelevant.
Well, it's passion.
If you do it right, if you have passion, you know, if you support your argument, and then you bring the callers in as, what's that word, accoutrements.
Accoutrement.
accoutrement. Right. That's a Dino word.
It is.
If you bring them in, it works. And
sure.
Who wins your fight, a shark or an alligator, is much better than, you know, breaking down the game last night and, you know, which reliever came in and which inning, if you do it right.
Right.
I like to think that we, you know, you stumble around a little for a while and eventually you found something you can, you know, argue about, yell about, laugh about. And it doesn't necessarily matter what the topic is if you do it right.
So where are you at right now in this process?
Where am I at? I'm not done. I'm not done. Okay, 2 weeks in.
Let's just say Zarbano walks in. Another Phil week. Zachary walks in and says, guys, we got to have the decision.
I will sign on to your plan. I'll give you all the credit.
That's all I want. That's all I'm asking.
We'll rotate the co-hosts.
Do you sense, given the fact that Chris Curtis, our producer, who was here 3 weeks ago for the podcast and talked about how he was going to have new ideas all the time and how he was a changed man, do you trust Chris Curtis with that book?
Absolutely not.
Okay. How long does it take? The booking process of the guests. How long does it take on a Wednesday morning we come in the winter and we get the, you know, Giardi's car stalled, or Pete's got a flu. I can get you.
That's going to happen. And
I can get you Daniel Ockrent, or whatever the fuck his name is. Glenn Stout's got a new book. I can get him in by 8 o'clock.
Well, yeah, you need the Tony Randall. You need the backup plan.
Right.
Which, for us, will probably be your pal Brad Foe. He's always available, right?
He's very similar to Tony Randall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going to have a kid in like 30 years.
Very neat.
Yes.
No, I think that's going to happen. That's one of the issues.
Right.
Because
now, as opposed to the big show, we only have to book one guest.
One guest, but you got to pay him.
And it's 6 in the morning.
You got to pay him. Right. The only way you're going to get people here at 5 in the morning.
But I'm telling you, I can
sense
I'm getting
them.
Texts and tweets and emails. People want to be a part of this now, which is told you would happen.
Yes. Right. You did. You did. Right. Although, we're not done. We got
No, we're not done.
We're flying people in next week and having lunch. And
does it even matter if you ever make an announcement? If you just kind of do it forever,
well,
does it matter?
Gonna
perpetuity?
Know. They're going to want to know.
They will. A guy in their car, if they like what they're hearing right now, they need a definition of it?
Yeah, we'll just say, you know, we're going to rotate the third man in. We didn't find the right guy.
Right.
And the people who hate Tangle will be happy he's not here every day.
Right.
And the people who like Tangle will be happy he's here.
But you are legit. I'm telling you, you know, the whole thing is legit because we don't really know. And B, forever, you were super pro Tanguay. And that, and I know you still like him, but that has faded.
Well, what is the.
But don't you ever want, like, every tweet you still get is about Tanguay, though,
yes.
Relation to Tanguay. We bring
every
somebody
guy
in.
We bring in, it's either he's better than Tanguay or worse I'd than, rather have Tanguay.
Right. Mostly, you don't get that about anyone else.
Never, ever, ever. It's
doesn't that mean something?
25 Tanguay tweets for every one.
Doesn't that mean something?
You know, Giardi tweet. Of course it means something, but the one thing that bugs me, particularly in the mornings, is there's a rule. You know, you got to show up every day. Show up.
Right.
And that just doesn't mean walk in the door. That means walk in the door knowing, you know, who won. You know, knowing
well,
who, you know, what happened last night, what Trump said.
Also,
you know,
energy.
You need energy, and you need to be informed,
right.
Up to date.
And two things I would say.
Worries me. He takes pride in being
I don't want to turn this into
a sloth.
A Dino love fest, because there were obviously some issues.
Not
but
again.
But two things I would say about Dino, energy
always showed up.
And laughter.
Always showed up, always had energy.
He'd sell a shitty joke for you like nobody's business.
And, you know, he was ready to move on. And you could bring in any of the guys we talked about. I'm not sure about that any of them will have that energy every single day.
No.
And if they don't, it's a problem. And Tanguay, he laughs, but he doesn't get half the jokes. So that's a problem.
Somebody tweeted something at me the other day. It was actually a pretty good take on Tanguay. I retweeted it. Remember we had the guy calling with Giardi, I think it was, yesterday. He called in and we pretended like we were screening the call, and we brought him back on again.
Yeah.
Remember, it was pretty funny.
Yes.
Tanguay, I think, would have botched that.
Yes.
Like, I think Tanguay would have stepped on it and said, this isn't funny, or fucked it up. Giardi.
Yes, and Tanguay is already, I know Jimmy Garoppolo already hates him.
You think?
Yeah.
You think he remembers him?
He remembers the guy who asked him if he believes in God or whatever he asked him. It was a little annoyed, which is not a problem. I'm just saying, going forward, you know, Tanguay rubs some people the wrong way.
So if you had to pick one right now, it would not be Tanguay.
No, it would probably be Lucy. No. If I had to pick one right now, I tell you who brings the energy, like, you know, every day, Schilling. Schilling brings energy. He brings a little bit of insanity.
No laughs, though.
He doesn't laugh enough.
I need a laugh.
But he brings a little insanity and a lot of energy. He's another guy who could do
Schilling's
show
another guy. Absolutely.
Once or twice a week or whatever, once in a while. If I had to pick now, I'll give it to you. You win. It's rotating co-hosts.
So you got to pick one. One.
What are my choices?
One. Just all the people we've named. Who are realistic? Like, Portnoy's not realistic. You know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I'll get Mutt, Tanguay, Giardi, Shepherd. Am I forgetting somebody?
I mean, we've had a few others, but...
Right. Yeah, Arcane, Mannix.
Can I wait till next week?
That's it. We got like five more people. It's not the Breaking Balls podcast, which we're going to
get
a new name
for. Yes, it is the Breaking Balls podcast.
We'll release on Breaking Balls, too. I'm going to be part of that as well, and it's whatever new incarnation it is. I'd be happy. If you want me to, I'll be part of that.
I guess I'd pick Tanguay, and then 3 days in, I'd say I was wrong because he wouldn't show up.
I don't need that. We don't need that looming over our lives.
No, you don't need the uncertainty. You know, Dino was insane, but he was, always here.
I remember, this is not...
Well, not until recently until you made him
insane. Well, we had some issues.
Insane.
But I still remember when you guys, pinned me down and made me drink in Indianapolis.
That's right.
I still remember that night. Bradford and I were having dinner. I was writing. I have to fucking get up the next day. We were there late, 12:30, 1 o'clock, and Dino was pounding that shit down.
You know how I remember that night? I split the tab with him.
I'm guessing you had three beers?
I had three beers. He had 17 double Grey Gooses.
It's a very... What led you...
I paid like $150 for three beers.
What led you to buy me a shot? Was that John's idea?
I don't know. There was other people there, too.
There was a whole
bunch of shots for other people.
So anyway, so the
and
next...
you're such a pussy. You drank it.
I wouldn't ever
Why didn't
that
you
that?
Say no thanks?
I don't know. I felt
probably like, cost me $12.
I'll pay you back.
Okay.
I went early. I went for a run the next morning early, swung by just to see Chach. And which imagine doing that now, and it was right before the show, and fucking Dino was there. Hey, Minifee, whatever. He had the vest on, hair. He looked like $1 million. I was like, this fucking guy 5 hours ago was.
I know we can say a lot on this podcast. I can't tell you what he did that week in Indianapolis. It was a performance that would have made Freddie Mercury jealous.
That's an odd guy to think of.
Well, I just think of the wildest.
You promise? Because this is not a full.
I don't mean Freddie Mercury because he's gay. I mean Freddie Mercury because he's wild.
Oh, I got you. Naturally, of course.
Okay, give me another wild. Keith Richards.
I got you. I know what you're saying. Joe Walsh.
Jim Morrison. Joe Walsh. It was like.
Can I get you next time you come in here? We're gonna get some of these stories though.
I can't
and
tell you that one.
And I want to get to these story.
Someday I'll do it like a non. Tell say a friend of mine in Indianapolis.
Like a friend of yours in Indianapolis went on a blind date.
A binge.
And left
like
a
you've
girl
never
at the
seen
restaurant.
A binge.
And I'm gonna get some other stories as well. I want to get the Cap story, too.
Oh, the great Scally Cap story?
Not now. We're
gonna the do great
the deep,
Scally
this
Cap
is not the
scandal?
Deep dive. This is the update for the people, because I'm telling you, I get asked this and tweeted every fucking day all the time.
And
I know,
wants to know if it's legit.
And I know my guest,
yes.
My guest here next week, your friend Chad Finn, is asked this question all the time. All the time. About this. This is the only question he gets asked about. So I'm trying to get an update for people. And unfortunately, you and I are in the same spot as we don't know yet.
That's true. What are you going to ask Chad Finn?
I was going to ask you this before we go. It's next week's podcast. We'll play it for him and maybe have him answer it. The first question is yours if you want, Jerry Callahan.
Right, here's
for Chad Finn. Go ahead.
Okay, here's what we need to do. Make that third guy on our show a Globie, and then we're assured of positive press in the Boston Globe forever.
What's your question for Chad Finn? You have any question you want for him, go ahead, ask him.
Ask him about when Tony Maz was a Globie, never said a bad word about him, and then Tony left the Globe, and it all changed.
That's a leadoff question.
That's not objective journalism.
I would agree with that.
And we've gone over this with other Globies. I mean, the standards have slipped.
Well, 98.5 has bought the Globe.
Bought the Globe a long time ago.
Right,
Kurt.
No,
they
I know.
Bought the Globe
I,
a long
I know.
Time ago.
We've exposed them, and
for
we
that,
did again
I
this
give
week.
Credit. They don't have to pay for ads or marketing. They just hire a couple Globies.
It's not even the positive stuff. They shield themselves from criticism. That's the other thing.
It's brilliant. And we should consider that when we hire a third guy.
I think there are some people at the Globe who have been interested. I would say that.
Really? Dupes? Are we thinking of bringing Dupes in?
Well, Dupes is back on the hockey beat this year.
That's right.
Nothing gives me more sexual arousal, including any Brandy Love scene, than the thought of Kevin Paul DuPont waking up at 4:20 in the a.m. in a fucking Winnipeg packing his bag. I know I win when that happens. All right, Jerry, we'll do this again soon. You'll come back here anytime I want you to come on. You come in, right?
Sure, anytime you want.
We're doing these hour and a half ones that you hate. You like the podcast. You like
I
the
love
podcast.
The podcast. I didn't hear the last one about
the TV
book
one
about TV.
You might like that. You might like the book.
Isn't it long? How long is the podcast?
It's a good book. You can read in the shitter though. You can jump around.
What we should do is do a Lenny Dykstra podcast. We should fight.
I should
knock you out and then be like 8 minutes long.
Fucking kick your ass.
And we'd be number one on iTunes.
That's true. All right, we'll be back. We'll do the we'll do a longer one. And I think when we make the announcement, maybe we'll do it in the podcast instead of the show. It's more
important. That's a good idea.
It's more important.
Yeah.
All right, thanks as always for listening to the Enough About Me podcast. If you want more podcasts like this with guests like Artie Lang, who else is going to have Artie Lang and fucking Bob Ryan on the same podcast, or David Portnoy and John Tomasi? If you want to listen to podcasts like this, you go to iTunes, Stitcher, you go to WEI.com, you go to the mobile app. When you go to iTunes, leave a rating, leave a review, and subscribe. That's going to help us out a lot. If you want more of these, leave a rating, leave a review, and subscribe. Make sure you do that for me. That is a command. Now do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.